I'm jealous of the song that you've been singing, and the way it's rolling off your lips. It might be selfish, but I'm thinking I don't need nothing between you leaning for another kiss.
WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump doesn't have enough cash on hand to secure the nearly $500 million bond from his civil fraud judgment. His lawyers have asked that the $464 million amount be lowered. Attorney General Letitia James in New York says she will start seizing property if the money isn't there by next Monday. Another potential government shutdown averted.
Congressional leaders in the White House have reached an agreement to fund the Department of Homeland Security, say two sources familiar to ABC News. Negotiators are still working out the details. Funding for DHS was the final sticking point. Funding bills for five other departments, including defense, were agreed to over the weekend, sources say. Late Friday is the deadline to avert a shutdown.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A UN food agency is warning that famine is imminent in northern Gaza, as food aid is still difficult to get to those who need it most. A couple dozen Americans flown out of Haiti over the weekend. Violence continuing to plague Port-au-Prince. Thousands more Americans still trying to get out of the capital city. This is ABC News. A craft store that made a comeback during the pandemic, now headed into bankruptcy.
Americans got crafty during the COVID-19 pandemic, taking up hobbies with lots of time at home. That's no longer the case, and now Joanne, a fabric and crafts retail chain, is feeling the pinch. It's filed for Chapter 11, will likely go private with the goal of emerging from bankruptcy as early as the end of next month. One thing that is not expected to change, the company's 800 stores, which are expected to operate normally during the reorganization. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Start of spring today also means gas prices are speeding up. Nationwide average $3.47, up 40 cents since January. And two big lotteries just keep getting bigger. No winner in last night's Powerball drawing, sending the next jackpot to about $687 million. Tonight's Mega Millions, mega-sized $875 million. But players in Pennsylvania may be out of luck. The state lottery computer systems being upgraded means no tickets being sold there. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and mild today, but it will be a little breezy. Our high near 50 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 20. Tomorrow, sunshine 34. 38 Thursday. And we are keeping an eye on the chance of some snow by Friday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two Rivers police say a blanket belonging to missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu was found early in the search for the child. Police confirmed Monday the blanket was found more than 3 miles away from where the toddler was reported missing February 20th. No further information was released. A person was found dead at Devil's Lake State Park Monday afternoon. The Sauk County coroner said it was the body of an adult man. James Yablonsky's father confirmed to WKOW-TV in Madison that the person found was not his missing son, who was last seen in the vicinity of the park in June of last year. And the Milwaukee Common Council will vote today on a new extraordinary event ordinance ahead of this summer's Republican National Convention. The ordinance creates a permit process for speaking and marching within a security zone when the convention happens this July at the Fiserv Forum. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting 10% back is easy at Fleet Farm. For a limited time only, Fleet Rewards members can earn 10% back on all purchases in-store and online. Spend $50, get $5 back in rewards. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. Plus, Fleet Rewards membership is free. So if you're not signed up yet, now's the time. Then get shopping to earn 10% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. Not valid at Ankeny and Waukee, Iowa stores.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin.
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, and Abyss Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. While the calendar may say it's spring, winter is forecast to return to western Wisconsin later this week. The National Weather Service says a storm system will move into the area Thursday, bringing snow and colder temperatures. While the exact track of the system is still uncertain, the Weather Service says most areas could see up to 2 inches of snow Thursday night. Another system is forecast to bring snow for the weekend and into early next week. but the exact location and amounts remain uncertain. This is the last week for HSHS's hospitals in the Chippewa Valley. Both Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls are set to close Friday. HSHS announced back in January it would close the hospitals because of costs and industry pressures. Eau Claire's other hospitals say they are ready to handle the influx of patients from HSHS. Many of the people who work at HSHS have also gotten new jobs with other hospitals in the area. In all, Sacred Heart and St. Joe's made up about a third of the care in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire County residents will have to now pay to have old couches or TVs taken away. The county yesterday said it would no longer cover the costs for bulky item pickup. The county says it was costing too much money. County leaders also say they want to keep things out of the local landfill. People will need to call their waste hauler and make an appointment for crews to grab larger things off the curb. The county says people can always take their brush and yard waste to the city of Eau Claire's brush site. A potential federal ban on social media app TikTok could have farther-ranging consequences than just removing the app from the United States. UW-Madison cybersecurity strategist David Schroeder says other companies harvest the same sort of data that TikTok does.
There are people who are concerned about other social media apps as well, including U.S. apps, whether it be, you know, Facebook, Instagram, X, or, you know, other apps like YouTube, big internet providers like Google, Microsoft.
Proponents of the ban say the data is being sent to Chinese government officials and that those same officials are then using the app to push propaganda to its users in the United States. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annapa Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
In-person absentee voting begins across Wisconsin today for the presidential primary and two constitutional amendments. Even though President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have received the delegates needed for the presumptive nomination, Wisconsinites can still cast their vote. The amendments up for voters include one that would restrict private grant money use in state election administration. The second will allow only election officials that are designated by law to oversee elections. Voters can go to their local absentee polling place to vote until the 29th for local races. A library named after former Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir was vandalized on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. The school said two people allegedly threw an object through a window on the first floor and sprayed graffiti on the exterior of the building that says Free Palestine. It reportedly happened late Sunday night, and the university said it will not tolerate vandalism or anti-Semitism. Pro-Palestinian student protesters have made an issue of the library before, including a protest last month where protesters demanded that the library change its name. However, the school isn't linking the students to that vandalism. Kids in Crandon won't be back to school for two more weeks because of the mysterious illness that made dozens of people sick last week. The school district called in the Forest County Sheriff's Office after 10 students and teachers reported feeling ill Thursday. By the end of the day, that number was up to 39. Crandon School says they are extending spring break by a week and using the time to check and clean the school buildings. Kids are due back in school in Crandon on April 2nd. A second man has been charged in connection to the 2005 theft of a pair of ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz that were worn by Judy Garland in the 1939 film. The ruby slippers were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum.
76-year-old Jerry Hall Salterman is accused of helping Terry John Martin steal the slippers and witness tampering, threatening to release sex tapes of a woman to conceal the theft. The slippers were found by the FBI in 2018. Martin pleaded guilty in October to the theft, while Salterman has not entered a plea. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
March Madness is here. I'm Bill Scott with sports. NCAA tournament opens with a pair of first-round matchups tonight. 16 seeds Wagner and Howard open play in the West region, followed by a pair of 10 seeds Virginia and Colorado State in the Midwest. Wisconsin and Marquette don't open play until Friday. Golden Eagles go against Western Kentucky Friday afternoon, while the Badgers will play Friday night against James Madison. Center Stephen Crowell says didn't matter who or when.
I don't think any of us really cared where we were at. We're going to go play the game. We got to go step between the lines no matter who it is. But I have no idea about anything about JMU, and that's what this week's for, to learn a little bit about.
Wisconsin's run through the Big Ten tournament has them back in the top 25 polls this week. They're 23rd in the AP poll, 24th in the coaches poll. Marquette moves up to 8th in both polls this week. Badger women earned an at-large bid to the 2024 women's NIT. They'll play either Southern Indiana or UIC in a second-round matchup. Yosh Nijman has left the Packers in free agency, agreeing to a two-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. Nijman has been with Green Bay since signing as an undrafted free agent in 2019. It's a long way to go before the Packers open the 24 season, but newcomer Xavier McKinney can't wait. A welcome sign for Packers fans. McKinney, statistically the top-rated tackler from the safety position in the NFL.
I think it's just how I prepare. You know, I practice hard. When you practice hard, you usually play pretty hard. I critique myself like a whole bunch. I just get better at the small things. I try to perfect my craft, and that's always, you know, how I've been.
Jackson Churio set to make the Brewers roster on opening day in New York. If he starts in center field March 28th against the Mets, he'll be the third youngest player to start at the position on opening day since 1900. Brewers beat the Angels 4-3 in the Cactus League yesterday. Christian Yelich with three hits and a home run. Willie Adames goes yard as well. Brewers take on the Guardians today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, ultra soft on the potty. Nice. This is most, so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crepe is always stocked.
It's our potty vibes. Yeah.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
The Minnesota Timberwolves overcame an early 16-point deficit during a 114-104 win over the Utah Jazz at the Delta Center. The Wolves outscored Utah 61-45 after halftime. Anthony Edwards had another big game, pouring in 32 points, while Naz Reid added 17. Minnesota's on a three-game winning streak and are now in second place in the Western Conference. They host the Nuggets tonight.
The Minnesota Wild will continue their playoff push when they visit Anaheim at the Honda Center tonight. The Wild are on a 7-game point streak following a 3-2 shootout loss to the St. Louis Blues on Saturday. Minnesota's in 6th place in the Central Division and are 5 points back of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Tonight's game begins at 9 o'clock. The Minnesota Twins will be without one of the game's best closing pitchers when they start the season later this month. The team announced yesterday that Johan Duran will start the 2024 season on the 10-day injured list as he recovers from a moderate oblique strain. The third-year flamethrower went 3-6 with a 2.45 ERA, 27 saves, and 84 strikeouts in 59 appearances last season. The team also announced that reliever Caleb Thiebar and starting pitcher Anthony DeScalfani will also miss the start of the season. In other team news, Minnesota beat Boston 5-2 in spring training yesterday. The Vikings will bolster their defensive line. The team signed lineman Jonah Williams to a 1-year deal yesterday. Williams spent the last 3 seasons with the Rams. He started 16 games last season and finished the year with 2 sacks and 49 tackles. The Minnesota Golden Gophers will visit Butler in the first round of the NIT tournament tonight. Minnesota accepted a spot in the NIT after losing to Michigan State in the second round of the Big Ten tournament last week and missing out on the NCAA tournament. The Gophers are 18-14 this season. Tonight's game starts at 8 o'clock. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has a new fishing tournament registration requirement that takes effect on Monday, April 1st. More details about this new policy when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Your Wisconsin DNR announced last week that fishing tournaments that are statewide or regional in nature, seasonal without specific fishing dates, or that have fewer than 20 boats or 100 participants will be required to register with the DNR starting on Monday, April 1st. Registration of these tournaments will be free of charge. The DNR regulates fishing tournaments where money or prizes are awarded to protect fish populations from overharvest and to avoid crowding or conflicts among users on given water bodies. Larger tournaments and some specialized events are monitored and regulated through a paid permit system, but there's little information on unpermitted events. Tournament organizers will be able to submit their registrations using simple online or paper forms that ask the organizer for some basic information. Anyone interested in hosting a fishing tournament in the Badger State can visit the DNR's fishing tournaments webpage. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search fishing tournaments. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to NewNordicUSA.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
Forecast for today, partly sunny until late this afternoon, then clearing, highs low 50s. West winds at 10 to 20, shifting to the northwest at 20 to 25. Tonight's clear, lows near 16. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 30s. Thursday, partly sunny, highs upper 30s. And Thursday night, snow developing, heavy at times. We'll have lows in the mid-20s. Currently here in downtown Durand, we do have clouds. 35 with Alan Jackson and Don't Rock the Jukebox. It's 8:25.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
My neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair and the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, no problems. No problems.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson today.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late. 8:33, I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, Red Cross Blood Drive coming up on Monday, noon to 6 p.m. That'll be at the Plum City American Legion in Plum City. Call Pat at 647-4952 to schedule an appointment. Well, let's run down birthdays for today. This actress is one of the original Bond girls. Yep, she starred in Dr. No. Ursula Andress, 88 today. Also, Tony and Emmy Award-winning actress Glenn Close is 77. Bruce Willis, 69 today. Ah, the Die Hard movies. There was a lot. Well, you know what? I even liked him in Armageddon. I know that one was pretty cheesy, but also, this actress has been in the TV movie The Surrogacy Trap, along with Snakes on a Plane. Rachel Blanchard, 48 today. Baseball player Clayton Kershaw is 36 today. Born on this date, Frontier lawman Wyatt Earp, born in the state in 1848. Yep, he was involved in the gunfight at the OK Corral. Lawyer and politician Williams Jennings Bryan, born in the state in 1860. He was the prosecutor in the famous 1925 Scopes Monkey Trial in Tennessee. Hall of Fame golfer John H. Taylor, born in the state in 1871. Former Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren, born in the state in 1891. Football star Jay Berwanger, born in the state in 1914. He won the very first Heisman Trophy in 1935 and was the top selection in the first NFL draft in 1936. Baseball Hall of Famer Rich Ashburn, born in the state in 1927. And Emmy Award-winning actor Patrick McGoohan, born in the state in 1928. He won the Emmy for his work on the TV show Columbo. His other credits include the films A Time to a Kill, A Brave Heart, and Escape from Alcatraz. No local birthdays for today. On Friday, we'll pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget to download the Dairy Queen of Durand app. You use that during your lunch. When you get your lunch, you earn points, and then you churn those points into yummy things like peanut butter parfaits, blizzards, and more. And that's from a Dairy Queen of Durand. You can also, our winner will receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, where the hog sale continues through the end of the month. Hey, you know, the spring and summer grilling season just around the corner. Time to stock up now. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, for more information. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or our mailing address, 114 or 309 3rd Avenue West. I still got to get that new address. Yep, new address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Forecast for today, partly sunny until late afternoon, clearing, then late, highs low 50s. West winds at 10 to 20, shifting to the northwest at 20 to 25. Tonight, breezy and clear, lows near 16. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 30s. Thursday, partly sunny, highs upper 30s. And Thursday night, snow heavy at times, lows mid-20s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region. Pepin and Wabasha, 37. Lake City and Nelson, 36. Plum City, Ogallie and Mondovi, 35. here at WRDN. We still have those Clouds 35 with Joe Dippy and Pickup Man. It's 8:39.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand on the sun. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time. But I have me wait for heaven, and who has that much time? And how do you keep your feet on the ground when you know that you were born? You were born to fly. Oh, you know I love my folks, but I keep staring down
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it?
Talk all night about the weather. Could tell you about my friends out on the coast. I could ask a lot of crazy questions or ask you what I really want to know. If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said so soft against a window, the sun can shine so bright up in the sky.
Daddy always told me, don't make small talk. He said, come on out and say what's on your mind. So if I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, the Bellamy's. And if I said you had a beautiful body, and good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This is a reminder, Plum City Lions Club holding their Palm Sunday Pancake Breakfast this Sunday. This will be from 8:30 to noon at the Plum City Legion Hall, and the proceeds to be used for community events. That's coming up this Sunday with the Plum City Lions Club. A woman is behind bars after crashing into the ocean after the end of a police chase near the Venice Fishing Pier in L.A., One Adam 12 is in pursuit. Yeah. A woman crashed her SUV into the water early Sunday shortly after midnight. Then she was trying to swim away from the crash. Oops! She didn't get it very far. Police threw her a flotation device, then pulled her out of the water with a net. Okay, you're not going to use the flotation device. We're going to grab you with a net. Just like fishing, you know. The SUV had to be towed out of the water. It's unclear what the woman was initially wanted for. It was probably had some outstanding warrant and thought she could outrun the radio.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text SLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's SLASH to 321-321.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Cause I'm thinking about you. Every little dream I dream about you. Every little
Decisions that you didn't judge, all the love yous and the hate yous and secrets that you told me. Here's to everyone, but mostly us. There's a couple billion people in the world, and a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in, 'cause every high and every low led to this. I'm just so glad. Moment like it's just us in this room. All the right words at the right time, and you know them 'cause you know